But all these poetries and a slope are only of Sringara. Only that kind of sadhak, which, I mean, those who have bhav, visuddha sattva in their heart, for them it has been told. For not other devotees. Laksharasa. Laksharasa, we have. Now, for a moment, he came in this sense, into sense. And now he is crying, bitterly weeping. And he was going, lying on the earth and weeping. Lord Podkarna?
Rolling
on the ground. What to do? Oh, I was seeing that I am putting altar to Radha's feet. I am so much concerned with Krishna. So I bow down to that altar. When I will have chance to decorate Srimati's feet, lotus feet, by this thing. And weeping, at once anything crimsoned so brightly in his heart. Then he tells Sisa that at the time of Ras, Srimati is standing and Krishna, his Kalanidhi, he has given his left hand or the right shoulder of Srimati. No? And that hand was Ajanulambit. Ajanulambit bhuja? Long, very long. And Sarpakriti. As if it was a snake. Very cold, very smiling, very gentle, smooth, every quality it has. The smell of hand came in the nose of Srimati Radhika. She became like mad. And that hand was coming on this bomb soldier.
Left.
From right to left. And it was coming down. Here. No? Manu sees that hand is seeking something. No? Krishna was standing in Tribhanga Lalit. Tribhanga Lalit, you know? And towards Srimati Radhika. Jhuka hua. Jhuka hua?
Cleaning.
Towards Srimati Radhika. As if he wants that my whole body can cover Srimati Radhika's whole body. He was willing. So many things are coming in the mind of Krishna. And he became so much filled with rush, as a pot wholly filled by anything, any rush, understanding? And if there is something here and there, that rush comes out. So Krishna is in so mood. So he is seeing that Radhika is all by hands of Krishna. There was some bhar means load, weight. No? See, Krishna, having his hand given there in the neck, rounding neck. Krishna has given his balance to Srimati Radhika. So she is something heavy and she was like here. Seeing this, she became at once in inner mood. He was now incensed, but thinking all these things, he became in inner mood. And from that, he became like a sakhi, as a manjari. No? Now he is seeing all these things as if it is actual he is seeing. But it was his spurti. I explained ekspurti there. No? But he is seeing as if actual I am seeing and doing all these things. When she when jhuk gayi mane?
Putting down.
Leaning on him.
Leaning.
Leaning on Radhika.
Towards Krishna and Krishna towards Srimati Radhika. And seeing the hands of Krishna there, he at once began to thought that if I have a Mallika mala, garland of Mallika Kusham, and in having seen this very beautiful scenery, can I give garland to Srimati Radhika's soldiers? That you are so much lucky,
fortunate,
that you have the Krishna hand upon you. And by keeping hand there, Srimati Radhika is so cheerful. So I want to do Abhinandan of you. Abhinandan?
Welcome.
Oh, I want to welcome these soldiers. That I can do archan of these soldiers by Mallika flower. This is something meaning. Now we will read it. Kalavati Natansayo Prachura Kama Pujjojjalat Kalanidhi Muraddisha Prakatarasa Sambhavayo Bhamata Bhamara Jhankratair Madhura Mallika Mala Muda Kadatavatayo Samarpayati Devi Dashi Janaha. The word meaning is this: Kalavati Aradhika Natansayo. She is jhuki hui hai Krishna ke taraf mein. Leaning. Atansayo. That is, Krishna has kept his hand on in around the neck of Srimati Radhika. Yes. Prachur means abundant. Prachur. Abundant. Too much. Kama pujjo jvalat. Krishna is here. So much have calm, calm mane abhilasha,
desire.
What desire? To play with the Radhika in so various way. No? In gambling, in decorating, in and so much bilas. There are so many kinds of bilas. Krishna is Atmaram and Aptakam. You know Atmaram?
Self-satisfied.
Nothing is needed for him. Self-satisfied. There are Kalja, Sukadeva Goswami at first, Sanatanandan was Atmaram Yogi. Krishna is root of all yogis. Atmaram. He is Atmaram of Aptaram. And Krishna is Aptakam. Aptakam means all desires have been fulfilled. That is called Aptakam. So there are no any desire which is to be fulfilled. Everything has been fulfilled. That is Aptakam. So Krishna is so, but when he sees any premi bhakta, he becomes so hungry, so much hungry to have prem. No? So much. If he sees Yashoda, he is so hungry that he goes and jumps in the laps of Srimati Yashoda and takes in mouth her bread. If he sees Nanda Baba, he goes to the laps of Nanda Baba, and Nanda Baba always chumban, kissing and taking his hands on the feet of back feet and giving one laddu. Oh yes. So he is hungry of his sneha, prem. If he is Atmaram, Aptakami, but if he sees that cows are coming, Baldevi is coming, Siddham Vasudham, Subal Siddham, Lavanga, Tokrishna, all are Madhumangala are coming. He at once began to taste Sakharas. He cannot be with Yashoda in his home, Nanda Bhavan. He will at once jump out of his home and will play with them. And really, if he sees gopis, and especially to Radhika, what he does? If he sees gopis, he tries to make them santushta. Santushti?
Satisfy.
Satisfy all the gopis. What demand he does? But when he sees Radhika, he becomes out of sense. What to do? He forgets everything. And he begins to serve Srimati Radhika here. And to take a rasasra to taste his prem. No? Gopi taste Krishna prem. But here Srimati Krishna is testing Radha prem here. And to fulfill this idea, he came as a Gauranga Mahaprabhu. No? So there are some difference, not difference, some vaishishta characteristics in Radhika prem. So here he is telling, Kama Pujo Jvala. Kama means hidden abhilasha, desires. What? Kama desire. Kama means prem. Not prem, but sneha man prane, rag anurag mahabhava prem. So Krishna wants to taste mahabhava. And this taste, malli, can be had by Radhika, not to any other gopi, even not in Chandravali and all others. No? So, kam punya. Punya means heap. Kam means to taste all the bhavas of Srimati Radhika. No? Jvalata. This kam is not in a first stage. No? Not first. If he one fire, give fire to anything, first it comes dhoom, a smoke. Then by and by a smoke goes away and only flame is coming. And when it is in full progress, that is called prajwalat, completely. So calm that desire of to taste Radhika's prem, Mahabhava, is like a fire. Krishna is burning in that fire. Understand? He is burning in fire. And he now burning, he wants, who will save me? Who will give water and will subside that fire? She is seeing here and there and see that only one ashray is Srimati Radhika. So jvalata, means that desire was uncontrolled of Krishna. Only Srimati Radhika can control by giving taste of Mahabhava to Krishna. So Krishna has that kind of kama.
So in heat condition, and so in burning in Krishna heart. Now, Kalavati Natansayo Prachura Kamapunjo Jalat Kalanidhi Muradusha Prakatarasa Sambhavaya Sambhavayo
Prakataras. When Krishna was doing Ras with gopis, here the adjective of Srimati Radhika is Kalavati. No? And Krishna is Kalanidhi. The meaning of Kalanidhi, that Nidhi means ocean, and other meaning is Khajana. Khajana means
treasure.
Both meaning. Here not ocean, but here ocean it may be also. But here it means Khajana, treasury. No? Krishna is treasure of
art.
Of art. What art? Madhur art. Sringar art. Ujjwal Lin Mani, it has been given. Uki Lalit? Dhir Lalit and all kinds of Nair. So Kalanidhi, Krishna is Kalanidhi. Is himself ocean, rush ocean, color ocean, or his treasure of, treasury of
art.
Kamakala, Kamakala. Whether as Srimati is Kalavati. Kalavati mane?
Artist.
That is, I'm giving an example. The very great, in Bombay, there is a utmost good shop of harmonium, behala, esaraj, sarangi, tabla, duggi, and all instruments, full of. But the shopkeeper does not know to play on all these things. But there is ocean of all instruments. No? Srimati Radhika is artist. She can play on the harmonium so beautifully. No? She can play on Veena that Krishna becomes so much moved. She can sing so good manner that Krishna sees an astonished. Especially when Srimati Radhika dances, Krishna becomes so much filled with Karuna Rush. No? Srimati Radhika is Kalavati, and he has art, he is knowing every art. If any artist person very good sings, plays on harmonium, plays on behala, you know behala? Behala, you know? It is violin. Very Karuna Ras, Murchana Swar, going up and down, no? As if anyone is crying, and so melodious. Even the deer of a forest can come.
Attractive.
So attractive. So if any artist, Srimati Radhika artist, she came in the treasure of all these things. And she makes, she is playing with all instruments very beautifully. Krishna is shopkeeper. Yes. She is the master of all these things. But not master in doing so, and if Krishna does any kirtan in fifth sa re ga ma pa na five, then Radhika goes up to
seven
sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa, last tune. So Krishna, oh yes, yes, very good, very good. Shabash, shabash, dhanna, dhanna, Krishna. So, as a matter, Krishna becomes shopkeeper, becomes so much glad. And he tells that whatever any instrument that you know, you wish, you can take. I'm giving all to you. Here Krishna is Kalanidhi. Kalanidhi means he is the ocean of Kala. But Krishna, Radhika is Kalavati. She is expert in all Kala. And Krishna only can Rasaswad. See, he can hear how melodious these all instruments are. She is playing on all these things. He can hear. But she can. He can also play on this, but not as Srimati Radhika. So she is Kalanidhi, he is Kalanidhi, and she is Kalavati. Both. Krishna is a Rasik, certainly. Rasik Shekhar. And Srimati is a Rasik Shekhara. But when there will be comparison of a Rasik, Krishna will have to learn something from Prem Guru Radhika. No? What to tell Radhika? He will have to learn from Vishakha and Lalita also. So he comes to Godavari and meets Vishakha there and learns so many things, and that he returns in Gambhira and tastes all these things. Without the help, he cannot taste all these things. So here, Kalavati and Kalanidhi, two words are given. Krishna is Rasik Shekhar also. Srimati Radhika is Rasik Shekhara. They are standing each other in front of them in Rasasthali. Muraddisaha, there is a demon, Mura. What is the use of Muraddisaha here? Why? What is? If a man has his heart like moor, they should be. They are not liable, qualified to read and to hear all these things. We'll have to drive, remove all these disqualities. These are like demons. If demons are there, all things cannot happen. So Mura, he has killed Mura, and then they have met. There is no mood, no kapatta, no desire, nothing else there. No gyan and karma and all these things. Only there is calm. Calm means prem. Then we can see there Krishna and Radhika. Prakataras sambhavayo. Prakataras means in a rasa lila, all this took place. This is the happening of rash time. Sambhavayu means milan.
Meeting.
Each, they are standing nearby. See, Mati Radhika is dancing. Krishna Sahar. Oh, how fast she is doing nitya.
Dance.
She is singing, how sweet she is singing. How beautiful his art are of hands and posture of all body. When she dances, this body becomes so round and seeing all these activities of Srimati Radhika. Krishna at once meets Srimati Radhika and by love and affection, he gives his hand on the this left soldier of Srimati Radhika. Left hand, Krishna, left hand,
right soldier.
Right soldier. Because he has taken Bansi in one hand. And he is doing like Sivang Lalit. Leaning to Srimati Radhika, having given his some bhar weight to Srimati Radhika. No? Only in rush. And his hands, that I told first, hand is coming through this soldier, right soldiers. Right to left. Coming down here. He is in a so mood, very in pleasant mood, Krishna is there, testing all Mahabhava here. The Radhika ji ka jo mukha hai, is going in different colors, changing. This is Sattvic and Vyabhichari bhava. And Krishna is peeping in the eyes of Srimati Radhika, and Radhika is peeping in the eyes of Krishna. And they are telling and talking only by these eyes. Everything they are talking, that mouth cannot talk, tongue cannot talk. So, Bhramat-bhramar jhankritair madhumallimalam udar. Oh, she is saying that any sakhi or myself in the Rati Manjari shape, at that I am seeing this happening and become as a saint. I was something far away from them. All sakhis are searching Radha and Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavat, it is written that Tatsau Bhagamadam Vikshamanam Chakeshava Prasamaya Prasadaya Tat Prayvam Tardhiyata. When Krishna saw that all gopis playing with me and dancing with me in hands and in hands, and I am removing the sheets of their faces and doing messages in their face and unke dhuli kana ko jhaad raha hu, removing that dust from faces and here body. They saw that Krishna is supreme Rashik Nayak. No? Krishna, not as a Bhagavan. Best Nayak in whole world. Even Ram and Narayan are not so beautiful that Krishna is. So beautiful. So Rashi. So, in every way, he is best of all knights of the whole world. But now he is under us, under me. Everyone are thinking like a wife is, any naika is, becomes a Shobhagyavati. Shobhagya mada. Mad means wine. Taking, when we take mud, we become like a mad. When a naika becomes like mad, when his husband, that Priyatam Nayak, is controlled by what she sees, once he does so. No? Krishna is best Nayak in the whole world. And now he is serving us, so this is Saubhagyamad. wine of Saubhagya. Understanding? By drinking that mud, Saubhagya mud, they became mad, fully mad. They said that all other gopis are not like me, myself. So they became mad. And Radhika said that, oh, Krishna is so cheater, liar, dhurta. She tells always that you are best Priyatana of mine. I love you mostly, but now you see that she is loving all equal. Oh yes, I will not see towards him. I will not talk him. I will not look him. So she became manini. Krishna saw that what to do? To shake their Saubhagya mud. And to make Srimati Radhika please. He took as one Srimati Radhika and forcibly he disappeared from Ross. No? They are searching, all gopis are searching. There are so many youths of gopis. You know?
Groups.
Chandravali groups, Shyamala group, Vipaksha group, so many kinds of youth, all are searching Krishna. But Radhika's group, that is Lalita Visakha group, is searching both. Where is Krishna and where are Swaminiji, Srimati Radhika? They are searching both. At last they found the four friends of Krishna and Radhika. The Vipaksha is telling that Anaya Radhita Ninam Bhagavan Hari Reshwara. Oh, this very gopi whose footprints are within the footprints of Krishna, in the midst of Krishna's face, certainly this is so much very near and dear to Krishna. She is above all. Certainly it is so much Saubhagyavati. Anyaradhito Nunam. She has done aradhana to that Krishna. So Krishna is Vasibhut. Krishna is controlled by her. The gopis Swapakshamane Lalita and Vishakha and these Manjari Rashin, that surely this footprint is of Radhya. Now they become so cheerful that Krishna has not gone alone but with our Swaminiji. They become so much proud, they become so much happy, but they don't declare. They cannot declare. They are knowing and being there. They said that where the footprints are going, they took another way and all others went another way. From a distance they saw, oh, I am seeing Srimati Radhika is, or Swaminiji is sitting. Krishna is gathering flowers, decorating Srimati Radhika's hair. And he chatting means, you know, but speaking him so that she may be so much pleased. Chattering Srimati Radhika. At last, he saw that, oh, they became so much pleased there. Here, Krishna told that, are you all gopis are coming? You are seeing? I am hearing their noise. I am hearing. They are coming here. Just at once we should go to another place, a hidden place. She told that I can't move. I'm so... Why is it told so? She was thinking in her mind that I am so much kritagna to all gopis. Understanding? Kritagna. I am ungrateful to all my sakhis. Living by all the gopis who are serving always nearly and dearly to me, even giving their soul to me, life to me, they want to serve me. Living Krishna also, they want to serve. And now testing this frame with Krishna here, alone, living all these things, all gopis. So there is, here is no Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, or my Rati Manjari, Bilas Manjari, Rup Manjari, all are not here. I don't want such love. Because I am creeper and they are lips. Without lips, there is no characteristics of creeper. No? Without flower and without lips, a creeper is nanga,
naked.
No? So, I will serve Krishna or Krishna will serve me where the Lalita Visha, oh, they must be gems. So I was pretending that I cannot move because they will come. And Krishna sees that if they will come and see together alone, all will be very envious to us and to Srimati Radhika. And there will be forever quarrel. There will be no rush at all. So Srimati is not going. He told that you should go. I cannot walk. Then come to my soldier. He is standing, she is standing. But he is telling that I cannot go. Krishna at once put his hand in his neck. And as a prayer, he is having this hand here. Oh, you should keep my word and at once go. Keeping his hand in the soldier. Oh, soldier has so much shobhagya. Shobhagya, you know, fortunate that he has the hands of Krishna here and in a prarthana mood, praying mood. And Radhika is also in Mahabhava Avastha. Na? So I want to worship your soldiers now here. Seeing this is. So how he can worship? He is coming now in some senses in midst. One is in sense, one is half sense, and other is in inner sense. From inner sense he is coming down by and by in mid stage. And from Antarvajyavastha he is coming now to Vajyavastha. He is now weeping. What I have seen? How can I worship these soldiers? How fortunate are they? She sees in Ibhavanetra eyes that there are so many beautiful flowers of Mallika, Madhura Mallika. Very sweet Gandha of Mallika. So made a flower, a garland. And by eyes she does archan of Srimati Radhika and gave it to the neck of Srimati Radhika. Ja rahi hai? Ja. In the neck of. And praying that when I will have chance to serve you Radhika in this way and praying his Gurudev Rup Goswami, Rup Manjari and all others. This is the purport of this issue. Today we will end here.